We haven't heard about your husband. How did you meet him?
Well, that's a long story, isn't it? Well, while I was in Israel on my first visit, I was staying with my mum and dad, obviously, but my brother got married and his wife was 5 months pregnant, and they didn't have a house yet or a flat or anywhere to go. So they stayed while waiting to go somewhere. So I stayed there, and Lulu, that's my sister-in-law, she said, well, go and take your shower and put your whatever you have, nice something. We are going to a wedding. We are going to a wedding. Nobody knows me here, and I don't go where I'm not invited. No, no, they know you're here, because this is one of my cousins, and I'm going, and you're coming with us. They say to bring her with you. So my twist, and I looked at my mom. She said, well, why don't you go? There's nothing else to do. So I went, and there was a cousin of David there. She was invited, and she sat, and she was talking, and she said, with my sister-in-law and in that kind of table, and she said, oh, you must have, David is here, you must have met David. He's from London here on holiday. Who's David? Who met David? He's from Baghdad. Well, he didn't live next door, and even there. So people, Jewish people in Baghdad, I didn't know him from. Oh, and she said, David, you know, right across, you know, they still do that in Israel. And David came and was introduced to David. And, you know, I came back to London, and he hadn't finished his studies here. I was working. And we just kind of really met very casually, not like today, you know. I'm living in London. He was in London finishing. I was studying in a guest house kind of thing. He was studying and working in the evening to keep himself. And then he finished his studies. There were four other guys with him. And they to celebrate their fortunes and misfortunes, they took me to the opera that night, and they were teasing David. He's got honors, and one of them did not quite pass. And honors is those days, you don't work for honors. If you sit an exam and you do very well over the mark of passing, you get an honors degree. So they were teasing him for that. So anyway, they all went, and he said, well, I'll take you home. He wasn't very far. And we sat and talked, and, you know, we just talked, and we eventually got together, you know.
And once you were married, did you speak in Arabic at home, or did you?
Yes, in Arabic at home, and every now and again, a word in French and a word in English, you know, if it happened to be, because, you know, my mum and dad did learn English.
Oh, that's
well, that's it. That's so how we arrived in Scotland.